4 GOD monitoring.
Bravo X-ray.
For SXBX, KI4 GOD, how you doing this morning?
I'm bad, Bruce. I'm not on cloud 9. I'm on like cloud 99, but I need to get to bed. We got a little work done on the shack yesterday, and I just got my flow scan TV certificate from the International Space Station printed out, hung on the wall, so I'm just on cloud 9.
Awesome. I've been tracking it for quite a while now, and one of these days, I swear I'm going to try to reach out and make contact. It just hasn't happened yet.
Well, this ain't, what you call it? It ain't a QSO like RF. It was a slow scan television. It's real easy to do. You all you need is HT, and you put like Robot 36 on your Play Store app. And you turn it to like 145.800, was turn the squelch all the way down, and you got to know when it's coming close to us, you know. I mean, you only got like a 4 or 5 minute window. But you upload what you receive from them and upload it, and then they'll send you a certificate.
See, I didn't know that you could do that with it. I've had the tracker up for a while, and I watch it as it makes its orbit around, and it seems like any time I'm ever available, it's not within range, and when it is in a range that I should be able to make contact, I'm not sitting out here.
I'm trying to think of an app, Heavens Above, it'll print out the schedule, and you put in your you put in your address, it knows the coordinates, and then it'll notify you when it comes, you know. It'll show you the UTC time and everything. It's when to expect it if you have time to mess with it. But so it's a hit and miss. Sometimes I can get it, sometimes I can't.
I don't remember. There was a website or something. You could put in your cords, and it would tell you and show you the projected path and everything, and like I said, it seemed like any time that it was going to be right there, something would come up. One of the kids would need something, or it'd be dinner time, or something. It's always something in life.
But my mom is elderly, and just, well, you know, she's not in great health, but mobility, she can't really do much for herself, so I get phone calls all the time. I told her the other day when that space station came overhead, I said, don't call me between 4:30 and 5 because you'll mess up my contact. And I said, if you need anything, call. I got her a little FRS radio and me one. And then if you need me, call me on the radio.
That's awesome. Does she know how to use it?
I'm all pro now. I got her. Well, actually, a third girl. I got GMRS too, and license and a ham. But what I did with the Baofeng, some old cheap UV5Rs, is I set the frequency to, you know, me and her both can go back and forth, but I locked her so she can't move it. And I told her, I told her how to coast her through a little bit. Now, she's an old pro, except she don't got no call sign. I call her gnome number one.
Yeah, that's I've got a number of the Baofengs. That was kind of one of the first radios that I used to get into ham, and was just buying them up because they were cheap, and if I broke it, it didn't matter. Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of having a garage sale right now, so if I go missing, it's because somebody walked up. But I got a number of the Baofeng HTs sitting out here for sale, some Comet mobile antennas, and Nano VNA, and some other stuff sitting here that I've got held in the garage so that I didn't want to put them out and just let anybody buy them because of the fact that they could communicate on them, even if they didn't have a license. So I kind of tucked them away and hid them for most people.
I've only been licensed about, well, out, but I wish I'd have gotten this. I'm about 56 years old in next month, but I wish I'd have gotten this hobby when I was 5 years old. I loved it so much. But, when I first got my license, I just, like, went off the charts and started buying all the DVDs. So getting good prices. I got, like, I had, like, 15 of them, but I gave two brand new ones away and never even hooked them up yet to a STEM project. And then I gave one to somebody else that was learning. So I think I'm down to like 12, but I don't really need that many, you know what I mean? Just always have fun to some play with.
That's kind of what I'm doing. I got into it, I think, in my late 20s. I'm 41 now. And I was buying up the Balfongs, and it seemed like they were coming out all the time with the new one, and I'd have to get something new because you couldn't find a way to program it in Chirp. Like, that model wouldn't be available, so I'd have to get a new one. And I kept the first Balfong Radio HT that I bought just for nostalgia, and my normal HT is the Yaesu FT5D, I think. And then I kept just another Balfong just to have as a junk backup, but I'm getting rid of like four or five other ones.
I've got a little mixture. I don't have one of the real good ones, but I've got Balfangs, Wusong, however how you say that. It's like W-O-U-X-E-N, I think. And tri-bander, dual-banders. I've got that QRZ-1 that you can get pretty cheap when you first get your license. I got one of those. But after I get some of my other hobbies, I mean, not hobbies, my other purchases for my hobby, I'm going to purchase either a Yaesu or an ICOM HT and these other ones. I'll mess around with them or give them away or something, but I want a little bit. I want something that looks professional, sounds professional, if that makes any sense.
It does. It all depends on who it is that you're talking to with it. I've always been under the belief that, hey, if it works, it works. It doesn't matter what name or what sticker it's got on there, you know. You can make contact and you can talk. It's a radio and it works. There are some people out there that'll knock them left and right, and if it doesn't have a name brand tag on it, then it doesn't count. And, you know, it is what it is. If it gets you into the hobby and it works, great. And if it's a cheapy one that you can take with you when you're hiking or something, and if it drops and breaks, perfect. I'd rather break a $20 Balfong than a $400 Yaesu.
I agree with you. That's one reason why I don't got this like the cheapest valve, but I do have the UV5Rs, but then I got a K6 and a 17R or whatever. And I think one of the newest ones I got was like I can't remember the nomenclature. It was like GT5R or 5RM or something, but I seen a review on one of these podcast, and they said that the spurious emissions was less. They graded it, and they said it does pretty good, so I bought one of them. I don't know, but for what? Let me drop a second. Repeater reset, but for what they charge for some of them HTs, the better ones, like ICOM, Yaesu, or Kenwood, you can buy a mobile rig, almost. And it's like, I just can't justify paying that yet, but save my pennies up. Maybe I'll get one day.
That's kind of what I did. I ended up, I started out with the Balfong HTs, and then my first base station at home was TYT. TH-9800 quad band, because it was cheap and it gave me access to a lot of stuff, and I wanted to make sure that it was something that I was going to put time into and enjoy before I went and, you know, base station, the quality base station, it's like $1,000, and I just wanted to get on and talk. The cheap way worked for me.
Everybody got a, you got a, what do you think, crawl before you can walk or something like that, but you got to start somewhere. But actually, you just mentioned the TH-9800 is what I'm talking to you on now. Fixing to move in the house, to have one in the house, and then on my mobile, I haven't even played with it yet. I got to get a program first, but I just bought an ICOM 2730B, the Blackout edition.
A nice new toy to play with.
Brand that got one used from some guy down around Beaufort, and I forget what he said he paid for it, but it had the Mars program, so I ordered mine with the Mars program, and I was trying to get into Mars, but that's a long story on that. I won't get into it, but there's too much to do in this hobby to stress over it, but anyway, yeah, I can't wait to get on it, but he loves his, and I said, well, he said they got a new one now, it's a black edition. I said, that's what I want right there.
I'm working on looking it up right now. That TYT that I had went out on me. I don't know what happened. I switched over to a Yaesu FTM-150, I think. To use as my base station. It's a mobile, but it works.
It's like a, they call it RS or a Raspberry or RSP, or is that a different model?
It's a different model. I think the Raspberry is referring to the Raspberry Pi computers.
The only difference between the ICOM 2730A and the B is on the A, you got like more of a white background with black symbols or numbers, and then Blackout Edition is a black background with, you know, different color up front, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I may, might be softer on the eyes, but the radios are exactly the same except for that screen.
So the black version or black models, the it's a cosmetic upgrade.
Funny, it's this newer model they come out with, but the radio performs exactly the same. The A and the B edition. The A was the one that came out with first. The B edition, the screen, the backlight is all black. On the, well, on the what? The A is like a, more of a white with black letters, you know, numbers. And then on the black edition, the background is black. And I can't remember whether maybe blue, or you might even be able to change the colors, but it might be background black and orange numbers, but it's just a little softer on the eyes for me. I don't know. I liked it better.
Kind of a fan of the inverted colors that way. Like, even on my phone, I've got it switched to dark mode all the time, so it's a darker backgrounds on everything. It makes it a little easier on my eyes. With it in the light mode, it's, everything is so bright and white, and then black letters, it makes my eyes have to work harder.
I just I had a brand new Striker, the newer model. I can't even remember the name of it. It was like a 955 HP Plus or something like that. And I put it on one of these like a swap net on a repeater. I think I paid like $485 for it with the upgrade, because you could do 11 meters, 10 meters. And, but I ended up selling to this Marine I know, or just met him, but anyway, we both have that in common, and I paid like $400. That's only been used once. And, so I took the money I got off of the Striker and bought that ICOM 2730B.
That's kind of the hard part. It's like you want to get something nice and spend the money on it, but then don't always know if you're actually going to use it.
I agree. Well, like that that Striker, I hear everybody bragging about him, especially in the 11-meter world, CB world. But I didn't like the way it, you know, the knobs and everything. It was like, for me, it was hard to operate, so I was like, well, it sure is pretty ready. I put out 100 watts, but I just didn't like it, and it only was 11 and 10 meters, so I already had the TH9800, so I'm like, I don't need both of these, so I'm going to sell this one and keep this one, and then I bought what I just bought with the money I got off the Striker.
So you have used the TH9800 by CYT?
Come on now.
That's a knockoff of the Yaesu 7900, I think. That's what I had and started with as my mobile, or my base station. And I don't know what happened to it. I had an extra fan on it to help keep it cool, and one day it just seemed like the transmit on the left channel went out. And I could receive, but I couldn't transmit. And now I can't even get the thing to turn on. I've checked the fuses and everything, and it won't even power up.
I got a few friends in the CB world that work on radios, but I don't know if you still got it. But, you know, they make a lot of this stuff almost disposable. By the time you wait and get, you might as well, just, I don't know, let somebody else play with it or mess around with it, or get a few bucks out of it and just go get another one, if that makes any sense.
Because I heard that they had issues with the overheating and shorting out. There was some upgrade to the models to fix that at a certain point. I thought I had the one that was not going to do that, but I just haven't bothered to actually open it up, take a look, see if I can figure it out. I've actually got it sitting in the pile of camp stuff to sell in the garage sale, and figure maybe somebody else want to pick it up for cheap and try giving it a shot fixing it. Quad band radio.
Your last transmission was a little scratchy, but I got to get off here in a minute anyway. My mom probably needed something, and it really was great talking to you. I'm tired, and I done forgot your call sign, my friend. W4SBX, I'll be clear on your final. I'm going to write your call sign down, and then maybe I'll remember.
W4SBX, this is John. KI4GOD, Kilo India Golf Oscar, sorry, Kilo India 4 Golf Oscar Delta. It's been a pleasure, sir.
That shouldn't be too hard to remember, being Sunday and your call sign is Kilo India 4 Golf Oscar Delta. Have a blessed Sunday, and your call sign says it all, God first, that right there, ain't country. But, yes, the name here was Brad. Let me write you down your name. I don't remember. Was it John?
Correct. It's John. And, yep, I was coming up on renewal time and decided to go ahead and go for a vanity call sign. And, took a while to get one that would work because I was trying to change it to India Mike 4 Golf Oscar Delta, but I can't do that, so I had to stick with K. I forgot.
Oh, quick funny story, and then I gotta go, but like I said, I've barely been a ham a little over a year. I got it my license last year around August, or first of August, but anyway, the call sign they gave me was KQ4UJO, and it was a tongue twister for me saying it phonetically, so I didn't like it. Well, my GMRS call sign is WSBX475, so I'm like, well, that rolls off the tongue already. All right, let me drop a second. Story short, I've had three call signs, so you go into that application, I don't know if it's 20 or 30 spots, and they're going to take the first one. As the whatever one hits, they're going to go 1 through 3 down to the 20 until 1 and 6, and then that's what they're going to give you. Well, I already did research, so my brother-in-law's call sign is Whiskey Alpha 4 Uniform Kilowatt X-Ray, so this girl that was helping me on the computer, because I'm not real smart at computers and stuff, I put in for a vanity call sign, W4SBX, W4UKX, and she had flipped them, so when I got W4UKX, my brother-in-law didn't like it too good. Let me drop a second. But the funny thing is because he'd been ham since 1976, and after he told me, he said, we got, it's too close to the same, and I thought he'd be flattered that I want one close to his, but after he told me, it made sense. Like, we both live in the same town, 2 miles apart, WA4UKX, W4UKX, and it's like, people are going to be confused. And I said, yeah, I see what you're saying, but the girl messed up, so I had to do another one. So I ended up getting really what I wanted to begin with is, like I said, my GMRS call sign is WSBX475, and my ham call is W4SBX. So I'm happy with it. I ain't changing it again.
A little surprised. I did some research into the calls and just submitted the one, and it came back and was approved. So I was like, I'll take it. My original call sign was Kilo Mike 4 Golf Echo Golf.
It's interesting how some people come up with their call signs. I can't remember the guy's call sign exactly, but it's I'm just going to hypothetically say KQ4EEE or KO4EEE. I think he's a KQ4 Echo Echo Echo. And I said, is that a vanity call sign? He said, no, that's what was issued to me. But everybody compliments him on his call sign. But if you think about it, Echo, if you're echoing something, it's KQ4EEE, Echo Echo Echo.
When I still had the KM4GEG call sign, there was somebody up here. I got that call sign when I was in Florida, and I was on the net one night and threw out my call sign, and then shortly after, somebody came back with the KM4GEE, and we started talking, and it turned out that that guy got his call sign like the same day that I did. And we were both in the same testing class in Florida and took the test at the same time. And that's why his was one letter before mine in the alphabet, because we were both sitting there at the same time.
Oh, that's funny, too. I live in South Carolina, but I was up in New Hampshire when I took my test. I was up there about 5 or 6 months. And I went to Concord, New Hampshire, took my test, and it was funny, the length of time that I was up there, I met a lot of nice ham radio people, and a lot of mentors there, a lot of the people in that area, it was at KC1, a lot of them were KC1, and a lot of those guys, I went to the club meeting. They were either at the same testing session or not far behind it. And I'm like, man, this is getting confusing. Everybody got almost the same call sign.
It's a little confusing when they're so close together and there's not much, like, deviation and they're one or two letters off.
I don't remember where he lives, but I do alter in the net control sometimes. And my call sign is W4SBX. His is Whiskey 4 Sierra Foxtrot X-Ray. And every time I hear him come on, I'm like, hey, it's supposed to be, I don't know if it's instinctual or what, but I wonder sometimes if people may get me and him mixed up.
It's been a pleasure. I got some people that are out here, so I'm going to hop off of here. I hope you have a good one. Have a blessed Sunday. 73's to you, sir. K. KI4GOD.
Thank you for the cue, sir. It was really great talking to you. We get to do it again sometime. KI4GOD from W4SBX. 73, happy Sunday to you. Be careful and be safe.